John Nkengasong is the U.S. Global AIDS Coordinator and Senior Bureau Official for Global Health Security and Diplomacy. During an online news briefing Monday, he said the U.S. administration has been closely monitoring the spread of mpox, specifically clade 1 mpox.
Over the last year, in 2023, the United States allocated more than $2.65 billion in bilateral health funding to countries in Central and East Africa, more than any other donor. We have been working very closely this past year with the DRC and other affected country governments, as well as regional and global health partners, to monitor and respond to the growing number of the clade 1 mpox cases.
Last week, the United States delivered 50,000 doses of mpox vaccines to the Democratic Republic of Congo as part of a response plan to mitigate the outbreak. The United States was the first nation to commit to a donation of vaccines. Nkengasong gave more details.
And we're also providing financial support for the rollout of the vaccine doses. Along with donations from the European Union and the manufacturers, more than 250,000 doses have been delivered to DRC in the last 2 weeks alone. The United States support also includes testing, genetic sequencing, laboratory training, health workforce surveillance, and infection control and prevention.
The U.S. government also donated vaccines to Nigeria.
As this outbreak continues, we are monitoring it very, very closely. It's a question of working collaboratively with WHO, Africa CDC, and other partners to bring this outbreak to a closure. We cannot live with mpox circulating. So regardless of where the virus occurs, we will continue to use our existing investments in global health security assets to support countries to respond.
The European Union so far has sent about 200,000 doses of the vaccine to the Democratic Republic of Congo. Since the beginning of the outbreak in late 2023, United States Agency for International Development and the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have supported the DRC government with coordination and funding for an initial response plan. Since March, USAID and CDC have provided 20 million doses to support clade 1 mpox response efforts in Central and Eastern Africa. In August, USAID pledged up to an additional $35 million in emergency health assistance to bolster response efforts. Last month, the World Health Organization declared a public health emergency of international concern because of the surge of mpox cases. The clade 1 variant is of particular concern now because it appears to cause more serious illness. Mpox cases recently have been confirmed in several countries, including Burundi, Rwanda, Uganda, Kenya, and South Africa. Cases also have been found recently in Sweden and Thailand. The patients had recently traveled to Africa. Previously known as monkeypox, the mpox virus is transmitted from animals to humans, with cases often found close to tropical rainforests. The disease can spread from human to human through close physical contact and can be fatal in some cases. Ruben Chama, VOA News, Nairobi.